I'm Trina Teeler and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for Anthony Gormley's One Another project. The time is 5:15 p.m. and it's the 6th of October 2009 today. Could you please state your name, age and where you're from?
I'm Melanie Smith, I'm 23 years old and I'm originally from Lincolnshire but I live in London.
And how are you today?
I am brilliant, I'm very excited to be going off on the 4th plinth and I'm just a little bit nervous but I'm raring to go.
Why are you nervous?
Because of the height a little bit and because of being scared of speaking in front of all those people, but that's why I'm doing it. So I'm raring to go and I'm looking forward to 6 o'clock to get up and on, getting on there.
How did you find out about the project?
Through the media, really, from friends telling me about it, through living in London, seeing it, realising what was going on, and then searching on the internet myself to look for it. Thought it was absolutely amazing idea. When I was 17, I actually decided whether to do law or art degree, and I actually went for law, but I've always been a big fan of art. And it was a really tough decision to make about what degree to choose. And when I was studying A-level art, I did do a lot of work with Anthony Gormley, which is even more amazing to be taking part in one of his pieces of work. The main reason for me wanting to go up there is because I want to demonstrate how important public speaking is. And I'm currently studying the BBC at the College of Law to become a barrister. And public speaking is going to be the most important thing in my career. So I want to be able to demonstrate that I am good at it, hopefully, and to be able to indicate even on my CV, like how amazing it is to be involved in something like this because of my passion for art and my passion for public speaking. So it's sort of the most amazing project that could be so simple to relate to me, which is really strange, but that's why I'm here today.
And you said you're a little bit nervous about public speaking?
Yeah, just because, I haven't had a lot of time to prepare. I only applied last week, so it was like a bit of a shock, but I knew that obviously I wanted to do it, but I was always a bit apprehensive. I didn't know whether I'd dare, but then I thought, no, I'm gonna go for it. And then I got the phone call and I thought, well, it's a sign, gotta do it. So yeah, I'm just a bit nervous about maybe losing my thought, but I have got some sheets to keep me going, so that'll be good. That'll be fine, I think. But yeah, I'm very excited, and I know it was a sign that I got chose to do this, so it's okay.
Why are you nervous about public speaking? Where does that come from?
I guess most people really are scared about standing up and talking in front of the public. You never know what their reaction's gonna be. You never know if you're gonna like lose your track on what you're saying. But that's obviously what I've got to overcome to be a barrister. That's what I'm getting taught at the moment, how to overcome that. I have done a lot of standing up in my class and speaking in front of people, so I feel that I have overcome. But again, I don't know what the reaction of the public is going to be, so it's kind of like a barrier that I'm going to have to cross when I get there. I can't really prepare for that in particular. That I don't know who's going to be there at the time, but hopefully I'll be able to just stay concentrated and carry on with what I want to do.
Okay. Have you always been nervous?
Of public speaking? I don't think so. When I was at school, I did a lot of drama and in plays. Always put my hand up to talk in class, always talking in class. But I think it's just always a daunting thing to stand up and talk in front of people that you don't particularly know or you're not comfortable with. But I think once you become comfortable, I do find it quite easy to overcome the nerves. I'm sure as soon as I get up there and I start speaking, I will be fine. But if I wasn't nervous about going up there, then there'd be something wrong with me.
And you say you studied art at A-level?
Yes, I did.
You went on to study law?
Law degree, yeah.
Where did the decision to study law come from?
Well, I've always been good at art, so I sort of used that as like a fallback. And then I got quite well, I got a good GCSE and A-level results. So I thought, well, actually, I'm cleverer than I think I am. So I'm going to go for what I originally wanted to do when I was really young, and that was to be a lawyer. But through school, I didn't think I had the academic ability to pursue law. So I just used to fall back on my artwork. But after having sitting my exams and got really good grades, I realised that I have actually got the ability to do it. So that was what pushed me to pick law rather than art, because I wanted to push myself, and I felt that I had reached at that stage the potential in my art work rather than carrying on with it. I just felt that that was the right time for me to move away, so from my own work anyway, not obviously visit other people's work, but I felt like it was the right time for me to branch away from that and to pursue something else. So that's why I chose law over art, and for no other reason apart from that. So, yeah.
Why was that the right time?
I just felt like I'd gotten as much out of it as I could at the time. I mean, my school was brilliant, and I really enjoyed the help that I got. I had my work exhibited in Blackfriars Arts Centre in Bolton, which was absolutely amazing when I was 14. But I just felt like I wanted to be pushed a bit more, and I didn't know whether I would get that doing an art degree. So I just wanted to like branch away. But I always have regrets, but then I don't regret where I am now. So hopefully.
And why did you want to be pushed a bit more?
I don't know. I wanted to be pushed towards something that wasn't, that I didn't find not easy, because art's not easy, but I just wanted to be a bit more challenged. I don't know, a bit more stressed, maybe, if that's the right word to use, which I definitely am now. But yeah, I just felt like I needed to take the next step. And once I realised that I did have the academic ability to do that, I thought, well, why not? Why not challenge myself? I want to have a job that challenges you on a daily basis. And that's how I made my decision, really. So, okay.
And did you not realise that you had that ability before then?
No, I really didn't. And I mean, my parents always say that I don't believe in myself as much as I should. I probably still do it now, but yeah, no, I didn't. Not until I got my exam results, and I just was like, these aren't mine. I've picked up the wrong sheet. But no, I honestly didn't realise until then what my ability was. So I don't know how, but I just didn't.
Why do you think you don't believe in yourself as much as you should?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably because I haven't got the confidence, as much confidence in myself as I should have. I don't want to come across as I'm being arrogant, because I'm not, but I don't know. I don't know what I don't have. I don't think a lot of people have, really. A lot of people don't see the potential that other people see in them. And I think it's quite a good thing to have, because then obviously you're not arrogant, and when you do reach the goals that you reached, it's like a big achievement for yourself and for other people. So yeah.
And how are your studies going at the moment?
There's a lot of work, but I'm really enjoying it, actually. Although I'm studying practically 24 hours a day, but no, I am really enjoying it, and I don't regret it at all, and I'm just looking forward to studying more. I genuinely enjoy being in education, so yeah, it's going really well, thank you.
Where do you like to see yourself eventually when you graduate?
Hopefully I will get a pupillage in a criminal chambers in London, and will be taken on there, and will be a practicing criminal barrister. So that is my goal, and I hope that I'll get there one day.
How long have you lived in London?
Since last October, so not long. I came down prior to starting my course this September to get a bit of work experience and get a feel for London life. But I absolutely love it. I'll never ever move out of this city. It is my home. Absolutely love it.
What is it about it that you love so much?
Just the people, how it's everything's going all the time. Just there's so much to do. There's so much culture. You could never be bored. There's just so many varieties of different things to do. If you just want to have a quiet walk, or you want to go to the theatre, you want to go and sit in a nice bar, you want to go out for a nice meal. There's just so much to choose from that you just could never complain of being bored in this city. I just absolutely love it.
And do you live alone or with people?
I live with people. I live with my partner, Luke, and my friend Gemma, and my friend Lauren.
Are they here today?
And my partner is, but my other two friends are actually at work, so they couldn't come and see me, but they'll be watching it online, I'm sure.
So what exactly are you going to do on the plane?
I'm going to read out speeches from famous public speakers, speeches that they've given that have had quite a big effect on the world or on a small group of people, and just to show the importance of public speaking and demonstrate, hopefully, my skill of public speaking. So I thought it would be a good idea to pick speeches that people can relate to in the public that are watching, and that I can show some passion with, because they're quite well-known speeches and that things that mean a lot to me as well. So
quotes that mean a lot to you, or other things that mean a lot to you?
Yes, some of them mean a lot to me because of the people who have said them. Some of them mean a lot to me because of what is in the contents. But when I chose what I wanted to do, I had in my head who the people I wanted to find certain speeches and what certain speeches I wanted to find. And I sort of went from there, really, by doing research online and things. So, when I applied, I knew that's what I would do if I got chosen. So, yeah.
And who are the people?
To name a few, I've got Sherry Booth, who's my absolute role model. She's a barrister, a QC now. I've got Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Winston Churchill, a scene from To Kill a Mockingbird, the defence statement that was put across in the courtroom. And then I've got a short poem that I'm going to recite at the end that I think just sums up my life. It's just about having fear and overcoming that, because we're all entitled to be scared, but we can all achieve what we want to be. Yeah, it's a really beautiful poem, so I'm going to read that at the end.
And who's it by?
Marianne Freeman. I'm sure you would have heard it when I read it out, because it's quite well known. Yeah.
And what effect do these people?
Well, on me personally, I mean, Sherry Booth is a role model for being one of the youngest female barristers, and what she's achieved in her career. Obviously, the people that have had effect on the world, got Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and I mean that the people listening to me will be able to relate to them. And that's what I wanted to do more, rather than just picking things what affect me, and that other people could relate to what I'm saying and will want to listen, because they'll think, oh yes, I know this, and they'll relate to it in that way. So that's what I was aiming for, and hopefully that will be achieved.
Are you going to involve the audience?
Not in so many ways. No, I won't insinuate that, but if that happens, then that's fine. I'll probably pick different people to aim at speaking to for different speeches, and I'll see how that goes, but I won't be talking particularly to anybody. But if that happens, then I guess I'll just go with what's going on.
And what other interests or passions do you have?
I really like working with young people. a mentor, Youth Offenders, which I really, really enjoy. And I did that while I was at university. I've stopped doing it at the moment, but I really genuinely like working with young people, getting the message across to them how important their education is, and listening to them. I think a lot of young people, they just want someone to listen to, and I think we don't, as a society, listen to them enough. So I enjoy, like I said, working with young people. And apart from having an interest in art, going to galleries, I genuinely don't have the time to do a lot else because I'm just constantly studying. But if I had the time, I would probably go to the theatre a lot more. I've just booked tickets to see Inherent in the Wind with Kevin Spacey. I really enjoy going to the theatre, but I don't tend to have the time. And obviously, I spend a lot of time with my family and my friends. So, yep.
And are they still in Lincolnshire, your family?
Yeah, my family are, apart from, I've got two aunties and all my cousins that live in London, but my parents are still in Lincolnshire. And obviously, I've got my partner here. His family live in Northampton, and his sister lives in London, so we're all really close and spend a lot of time with them as well. So.
And why do you like working with young people, particularly young offenders?
I used to mentor youth offenders.
Yeah.
I just think it's so important to listen to young people because I don't know whether it's true, but I believe that that's all that they want. They just want someone to sit down, listen to what they have to say, their problems, not necessarily solve all of their problems, but just show that you understand what they're saying and you're willing to sit there and listen to them. And I just think as a society we don't listen to them enough. And like, not to sound cliche, but they are our future and we need to do right by them. And I think by listening to people is one of the ways that we can do that. So I enjoy listening, and like I said, not particularly going out and solving everything because no one can do that, but just letting them know that someone is there willing to sit down no matter what they want to talk about, and being able to let them unload some of their stress onto someone else.
Are you currently working with young people?
I'm not at the moment. I did that while I was at university, but I am hoping my auntie who works in a school, I'm trying to set up going in and doing some mentoring in her school with children with educational problems, and even going into classes that law students and talk to them about the importance of extracurricular activities, things like this, public speaking, because they're just not made aware of how important it is at that young age to do all of these things that if you want to have a career in law, they'll expect you to do. So the earlier you start to do it, the better. I think I was a bit naive in thinking that, oh, well, I'll do my degree and I'll do my BBC and then I'll be a barrister, because that's not how it is. You have to have done so much more. And I think it is important for children in secondary school to be made aware of this. If they know at that stage, well, I want to be a solicitor or I want to be a barrister. And that's why I want to go into the schools and tell them.
What more do you think you need to do to achieve that goal, other than just what you just mentioned
before? What, me personally?
Yeah.
What they like you to have done is like pro bono work, or public speaking, mooting. I don't know if you've heard of the concept, arguing on points of law in front of a judge, two teams arguing against each other. There's not a particularly right answer, but just getting up there and saying and putting your arguments across and using authorities. I mean, that is one of the best things that you could do to show that you've got the ability to be a barrister, and just to have a wider knowledge of life, really, rather than just having a degree and just having good A-level results. You have to have the whole package of the kind of person that they want you to be, and just to be able to tick more boxes than you've got the academic ability. You've got to have the personality to be able to relate to clients, and you're going to be going into courtrooms every day and representing people. And how can you represent someone that you can't get on the same level as and talk to them like they're a human being if you haven't had the experience of talking to people in the public already? I think it's just so important to have that all-round package rather than just tick a few boxes. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I mean, that's what all my peers will be trying to do at the college, because we know that that's what they're looking for. So I think that's why it's important to tell younger students that this is what's going to be expected from them. So go out there, do it, and you'll have better prospects.
So apart from public speaking, do you have any other hopes or fears or expectations about going on with
it? I've got a little problem with the height, but I think I'll be okay. I think if I look that way, it won't be too bad. I don't know, I just want to people to enjoy what I'm going to do up there. And I'm just going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm just really excited. I'm getting really nervous now because it's probably coming. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, well, on that note, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.